You are listening to RNIB Connect Radio. And starting university can be one of the most exciting times of your life, but it can also be one of the scariest, especially if you have a disability. But do not fear, because we have our very own University Disability Advisor, Lucy Lax, here from the University of Sunderland to help us navigate our way through Fresh as Week and beyond. Lucy, thank you so much for joining me.
Thanks for having us again.
So university can be a really scary place when you first start. It's, you know, big buildings, big lecture theatres, daunting spaces. What would be your first piece of advice for somebody starting this September?
So obviously, Freshers Week and starting university is a really exciting time. But also mixed with that excitement can be nerves, apprehension, you know, worries about making friends. So what I would tell anyone is, bear in mind, everyone's in the same boat. Often you can feel a little bit isolated, maybe, but you will not be the only one. And chances are everyone that you're walking past is feeling exactly the same things that you are. There's lots of things to do in Freshers Week, and it can feel a little bit overwhelming. You don't have to do everything. No one's expecting you to turn up for every event, every outing, every night out. That's not the way it works. You just do the things that you want to do, and you don't have to attend everything that's on offer.
And there is lots of things that happen during Freshers Week. A big thing, obviously, is going out and drinking and things like that. But for a lot of people, that's not really what they're interested in. And whether they don't really like drinking alcohol, whether they don't really like going out, maybe they feel anxious about being in nightclubs, especially after the pandemic, you know, being tightly packed in a room with other strangers. It can be a little bit daunting. But there's loads of other stuff that comes along with Freshers Week as well, isn't there? Loads of other events that take place.
Absolutely. You know, there's something for everyone at university, and that might be different sport groups, different arts and creative groups. There's so many different societies that students can join, where you'll meet other people who have the same interests as you, and they'll do lots of different kinds of social events, different, you know, meetings, outings, trips. If you don't like going out to clubs and pubs, you know, there'll be so many other opportunities to do things and meet people. You know, I think universities realise and are moving away from that kind of culture a lot now as well. You know, not everyone wants to do that. Not everyone wants to, you know, just meet people in that way. So there's a whole host of other things for people to do. And, you know, if you are feeling a bit overwhelmed and, you know, you just want to have a chat to someone, maybe you're feeling nervous, maybe you're feeling a bit scared about how to meet people, there will be support services at the university as well. And we know all the difficulties that people have when they start. And maybe they're away from home as well, you know, which can add to that sense of nerves and excitement. But, you know, there'll be lots of people that you can ask for support from. Often there's student ambassadors around as well, and they are really, really good at just sensing when people might need a little bit of support and a little bit of help. And they can, you know, spend some time with you and help you get your orientation of where you're meant to be and where you're meant to go, as well as, you know, helping you access some services if they think you might need it.
And the great thing about student ambassadors is that they were in your position not that long ago as well. They know what it's like to be a fresher. In terms of accessibility then, what can people do to make sure that they're in the best position possible for when they actually start their lectures?
When it comes to your academic side of things, we would always advise students to get in touch with any of the support services before they start. And that just means that they can get any support and any adjustments and any accommodations you needed in place right for the start of your lectures. Now, if you haven't done that, don't worry. There is no deadline for anyone reaching out to those services. So please don't feel like you've missed the boat. You haven't. Just get in touch with the support services. It could be the disability support team. It could be the wellbeing team. Either one will be able to kind of put you in the right direction to getting in place whatever support you need in order for you to learn in the way that you need to. Now, that might be anything from, you know, recording lectures to having information sent to you in a different way. And part of that might be your disabled students allowance as well, if you're eligible for that. Now, again, if you haven't applied for that already, don't worry. Again, there's no deadline for it. So if you need a bit of help in applying, your disability support team can help you to do that. Everything you can do online as well, and you can fill in the forms, you know, via your portal, via the student finance website. But please don't feel that you're stuck. You know, there's people there to help you. And, you know, we can get that support in place as soon as possible. So don't feel like you're just stuck with what you got. You haven't at all. We can always make changes to anything you need.
And that's the same the whole way through university, isn't it? Not just the first few weeks.
Absolutely. You know, I mean, for whatever reason, you know, students get kind of carried away with what they're doing and meeting new people and having fun and enjoying the course. And, you know, 6 months down the line, just think, oh, gosh, I didn't apply for that disabled students allowance that I needed. Don't worry. Whether you apply 6 months later or even in your final year, you know, it can still be sorted out for you. All I'd say is just make sure that, you know, you let someone know. And if you're having any difficulties with getting evidence together or knowing what kind of form to fill in, there's people there to help you.
Brilliant. Well, thank you so much, Lucy, for all your advice and expertise over the last few months. And best of luck to everybody starting university in this September. I am eternally jealous.
Yes, definitely. Make sure you have fun, people. University is about learning, but it's also about having fun. So make sure you get a good balance of both.
Absolutely. Thank you so much for joining me, Lucy.
Oh, thanks very much.